All right, hello everybody. We're gonna do something that I wanted to do all week, which is I noticed there was a new sandbox tutorial, and I want to get into that. It looked really awesome. I only played like the first few minutes of it, and I immediately decided that I want to continue this as actual podcast, because the tutorial thing has been something that's been on my player retention radar for a long time. There was no real tutorial going on, but that's all changed now. And I think it's changed in a good way. So I'm going to be giving my live reaction to the new tutorial and kind of giving some context that I've been seeing over the years. And one of the reasons why I think this is so badly needed, and yeah, see if it lives up to all my expectations that I wanted out of a tutorial. So let's just go right into, so let's go with the talk. It's showcase the new sandbox tutorial and my opinion, my reaction to it. I do not represent the Sandbox game or the Sandbox Foundation. Lanzer is not your financial legal advisor. Nothing I say is to be taken as financial or legal advice. Scorecard or scoreboard. So there's been a lot of movement in the past week for in the sandbox DAO. Two of the SIPs, SIP 11 and 12, so the Ambassador Program and the Sandbox Academy Philippines by Mark Bago, both of them passed. And the reason why they passed was because the sandbox leveraged its 27 million voting power and voted for both of them at the last second. So neither of them had really broached 60% quorum. But the sandbox wallet changed that by voting for both of them, and they both passed. So we now have 9 SIPs approved, 3 SIPs not approved, 1 withdrawn. That brings us to 13 closed. There is 1 open for voting right now, the NFT Evolution Crafting and NFT Drops by Crypto Diplo. We'll be interviewing him tomorrow as well, so that we can get a good idea for what all that is about. There are 2 SIPs in draft on the forums. The first one's mine. So my very, very first SIP that I did 3 months ago, I think it was now, the window resizing and the resolution options, that is now in the public comment. So please feel free to give your insights so we can make it better. I've already changed it quite a bit in reaction to feedback to make it cleaner. And the second one that's up for draft is Metaverse and Disability by Meta Futura. And I am trying to schedule a podcast interview with them either this week or next. And so those two are undergoing public comment for the next 12 days, and then we'll go to vote, just like SIP 13 is right now. Checkbook. So now with the 2 SIPs 11 and 12 having been passed, it was about 451 sand that was now logged on the books. So we went from 13% now to 15% of the budget. So 2.3 million sand spent of 15.5 million sand. DAObase.ai. So we still have 211,000 token holders. That didn't change much. And 1,800 voters with 6,777 votes cast thus far. My name's Lanzer. I'm the podcast host, and I'm also the president of MetaWorlds. We have published 2 different experiences, one called Floor Droppers, which was Builder's Challenge 1, and the second one was Lava Defense, which was Game Maker's Fund 2023. And did not participate in Builder's Challenge 2 because the DAO came out about the same time, and I just threw all my efforts and energies into this podcast and writing SIPs, one of which is now a public comment. I submitted 4 so far, and I'm in the process of writing 3 more, with about 10 more that I had planned after that. And I love the DAO. DAO to me is the intersection of gaming, community, and governance. And I'm all about all of those things coming together. Okay, so with that, let's jump into the new tutorial So I only noticed this because I was jumping into an experience for a preparation of another podcast episode coming up. Oh, by the way, I should say, let's just go to... So I have three episodes lined up. The first one is Rules of DAO Money with Joseph. So that was going to be going on right now, but that's actually going to be happening now tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific. So 3 p.m. Eastern. And I'll be sending that updated tweet out here after this episode's done. Then later on that day, so later on tomorrow, will be SIP number 13 interview with Crypto Diplo. And then not on the 9th, but on the, I think on the 11th, right? Check on the 11th. Yep. On the 11th at 9 p.m. Eastern will be an interview with Davivi, otherwise known as David, and his lessons learned from CityDAO. I heard him speak at BOTB, Bulls on the Block, a Saturday two ago, and he was very well spoken, very knowledgeable about DAOs, and I've been wanting to bring in other people from DAOs to talk about lessons learned and all sorts of stuff like that. Hey, Mark, congratulations. So Mark Bagos in the chat. His SIP, which was Sandbox Academy in the Philippines, just passed. Congratulations to you. Very happy to see that go through. So, yep. Those are the three that are coming up. And then I'm trying to get Big Bull from ApeCoin Governance Working Group to do some questions for lessons learned from the ApeCoin DAO. And then also, I'm currently doing a, let's update it. There we go. I'm also trying to schedule an interview with Zaf Chow, who's an advisory board member, Mateus, who's also an advisory board member, and also scheduling one with Derek, who is like a mathematician and different than Big Bull, who's more into the governance side. Derek's more into the financial auditing side. So I want to understand some things about the finances that are very, very important to ApeCoin DAO and will be important to us later on down the road as we experience some of the same stuff that they are experiencing right now. This is a look into the future of some of the stuff that is happening in real time for ApeCoin DAO that will undoubtedly will be facing the same thing. So that's what I'd look forward to. And Sandbox Spaces, you know, I might as well do all this stuff now so we can just do the tutorial and then be good after that. Sandbox Spaces. If you are new to the Sandbox DAO and you don't know where to plug in, so you can go on Discord and under Discord, Sandbox Discord, there's the DAO discussion where text chat happens. There's also the Sandbox DAO forums. By far is the best place to connect in terms of talking about SIPs and giving SIP feedback. And on Twitter, hashtag SandFam, hashtag the Sandbox DAO, hashtag the Sandbox Game. And you can always look at the Sandbox DAO Twitter X handle. For Twitter Spaces and X Spaces is Mochaverse Hall on Mondays, which is at 9 p.m. Eastern. Bulls on the Block Saturdays, which is 10 a.m. Eastern. Coffee with Captain happens every morning, Eastern Standard Time at 8 a.m. And Natively Digital with Whale members happens Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. And then SandFam Cafe happens monthly. Check out the at SandFam Cafe X Twitter handle and stay tuned for the next one to pop up with Bruno, who's also known as Pickaxe Master. So pretty cool stuff happening. All right, now let's get into the tutorial. So when you open up the Sandbox map, if instead of it going now to when you first join, instead of it launching you into the latest experience as the hub, and if you played Sandbox for a while, you know that it just does that. It will thrust you into an experience, whatever one has been designated at the time. It no longer does that. Now, when you hit play, it thrusts you into the tutorial. So it's 00, which I think makes it automatic in terms of what you join, and it's got a nice little banner here. Like I said, I didn't even notice it because I was just trying to join the sandbox to get into another experience in preparation for another podcast, and it just thrust me into the tutorial, and I thought that was so cool. So here we are. So you hit play, open it up, and let's get into it.
Welcome to the sandbox.
See the mark above me? Means you need to talk to me.
All right. Use the WASD keys to move. So here's the first thing I noticed. This is one of the reasons why I want to do this podcast. This is thematic already, which is pretty exciting. So WASD, cool. That's fine. Snoop Dogg, sure. That makes me sense. But then I saw this little billboard. See that little billboard right there? This to me was a huge indication that they had put a lot of time, effort, and energy to make sure that this thing was top notch. That right there is one of the most intuitive introductions to this game I have ever seen to date for this thing. I created it for Builders Challenge 1 in order to bring in a bunch of people to the sandbox. I created like a, I don't know, 50 slide PowerPoint presentation that was kind of a step-by-step. Here's how you download. Here's how you do this. Here's how you join it. Everything. This right here would have been super helpful for a lot of those newcomers that we brought in. And we brought in like 7 new accounts a week because of all the partnership that we had with the nonprofit. And when we had that nonprofit, all these players were gamers, but had never played Sandbox. So it took them quite a bit of time to figure out what the heck was going on. Well, that would have helped them connect to this, and this would have helped them learn how to do, you know, the WSAD, the jump, the all that stuff. And that would have saved me so much time and effort for that. So, first of all, this just looks awesome. Like the particles in the air, the steam here, the blue color, the Stargate mimic, and the way that this right here is like a normal room or normal tutorial place, but it's themed after like the Tron Matrix effect that is now very thematic to the sandbox, and I think that is great. It is very immersive into the culture of the sandbox right away. And then here, you're not really pressed to go anywhere. Snoop Dogg isn't yelling at you. He said in the very beginning, just, hey, you need to talk to me. So people can just kind of sit here and tool around, try and look about them. They see WSAD thing move on the right. They see a mini map. They see their person at the top left with a health bar and some chat going on down the bottom left. And then they notice this. The most eye-catching thing in the whole room, WSAD. And then it even highlights the colors. You want to move forward, press W. You want to move left, press A, backwards S, to the right D. So this is already leaps and bounds above what was what we've had up to this point. So let's go check it out now.
Congratulations.
You made it, cuz, and you get 200 EP for your effort. Now go check the room at the top of the stairs. So 200 EP. EP is something points. It's what you need in order to complete the season. So this must be in preparation for season 4. What is EP? Something points. But as soon as you talk to him, part of the thematic sandbox becomes what you would normally expect to see in experience. You know, the grass and flowers. So this is extremely well done. Whoever put the artistry and the effects, the sequencing and the flow of this to where it would pop with the butterflies and it just, in this whole room, it pops now. This part pops big time, and so does this. The two most important, interesting things in the room, the person you had to talk to advance, and the thing helping you learn what this game is all about. Whoever did this knew exactly what they were doing. So, well done. Okay. I haven't gotten past this part yet. I stopped. So the sandbox, so before it was kind of muted, had a very muted effect, and now when you come up here, it has two beacons lit, and the sandbox lights up. So it's very clearly starting to kind of create like a trail of breadcrumbs, kind of lighting your way.
Press E to interact with people or objects when it is made possible.
So there's like a narrator now with, I think, the Smurf music in the background. See, this is whoever did this disc's fabulous job. Absolutely fabulous job. So notice this lever, walk to it, and press E to action it. Okay. Go ahead, action the lever. So it tells you here, interact by pressing E. It looks like a dude pressing a button, or person pressing a button, which kind of gives you this associative behavior to where you walk up here. I don't see the little mouse over where it says E. Normally it shows like E, like popped up. But so this next little room, it stops you from going back. But you've already learned WSAD and kind of keeps you moving forward. And I assume these are going to light up next. But I love the background music. It's very inviting. It's very gentle. All right, so I press E. Now what happens? All right. This is good. This is good. It pops. Yeah, so it was the Smurfs after all. So yeah, that's exactly what it sounded like, was the Smurf level. So you can see how when you do and you action the quest line, it creates this reward mechanic where it differentiates from the rest of like the walls and everything else here. So wonderful. Wonderful. Absolutely awesome.
To wear an item, such as your gift, open your inventory. You'll find it in one of the categories: equipment, weapon, or miscellaneous. Once you've located it, click on it to select, then press E to equip it.
Okay. So I'll just follow exactly what it says here. So inventory is press I. Okay. And then double click the item. You should equip it. Okay. So let's go to local. And first steps are the animated hat. Okay. So I assume it's being equipped right now and it's just a bug. That would be confusing to people if they try to equip something and they're unable to see it. So I'll just equip floor droppers. There we go. I'll equip a floor droppers item from our experience. And so as long as that, and you're not really equipping a branch here. So that's the only kind of difference, is it gave you a hat, right? So it gave you this hat here. First steps animated hat that it doesn't let you see. So Etho points. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that. Yeah, the narrator is very cool. I love that FX as well, for sure. So now that I have it equipped, I assume I... Right? Can I do something here? So local... I mean, can I just start equipping stuff? Maybe? Just stay with the green effect. Now let's go with... There we go. Okay, so you have to do it a couple times. Dr. Bonkus, okay. That was a level not long ago where they offered a really high reward. So good, and there's a new gift for you in the chest.
Take your reward before going to the next lesson.
So they included Dr. Bonkus in all this. And I picked I guess I just picked up something. What did I pick up? Maybe a weapon? Oh, yes, indeed. So I think the bug still is current, where you have to like go in and out, trying to. Oh, wait, was that the A button now? That was the A button. Was. So now, instead of the E button, you have the A button. That's something you should definitely correct here, but I like where you're going with it. And again, another eye-popping visual effects sort of thing, and that's where you go to pick up your next thing. Nice.
And press W.
I like the new mechanics that it introduced here was the sliding mechanic. So that's pretty cool. This one tells you how to climb. So I guess you can go up and left and right. Right? But see how he's going left? And while he's climbing? I'm not doing that. So there's a little bit of difference there, but I still like it. Still like what we're going with it.
Well done, Captain.
Oh, no, this one. Is this Fist Fight or something? No, I think this is the Amelia Earhart, the flying one, I think. When we have to find her at the top of the mountain. Alright, so let's see what we got. We got a chest piece. So I gotta equip it with E on this time. It's kind of weird to switch back and forth on this, but okay. I don't know how to overcome this bug. I think it's just, there's gotta be some time. If I fall down here, can I get back up? Okay. Okay, so I'll just keep on going.
Space to jump.
This is important. Pay attention. The metaverse is full of chasms, but you can leap over them. Press space to jump on the platform, and once more to reach the other side. So something else I noticed while we were doing this is it said press space to jump. So the narrator is verbally summarizing the longer narration. So if you wanted to pay attention to the details, you would read the text that it's showing you. But if you wanted to, just listen to the narrator, you could hear the narrator say press space to jump while hitting E and just moving on. But I really like the fact that the narrator only briefly summarizes it because you don't have to pay attention to both at the same time. And it doesn't feel like you're wasting time or losing out. So what happens if I don't jump and I just fall down? Okay, so I'll just revive back. That's good. So this shows you need to jump by tapping space.
Don't you know what to do to grab your reward?
Oh. Uh-oh.
Now let's sharpen your combat skills.
Can I equip this thing now? All right,
you're
so
to fight.
You were here to learn how to fight first. You better equip. Sure. So press I. Start equipping something. Double click it. Whatever. All this dude's. Okay. Oh yeah, he's following us around. That's pretty cool. I'm a fan. I'm a big fan of this. And if that's all there is for this tutorial, double A plus. I think we've only been playing for like 15 minutes. Very short, sweet, and to the point. So let's see what we got. Oh, it wants you to equip the sword. Okay. Gosh. This bug is getting me. Okay, so you can easily equip that. Why can't I equip this? Oh, there we go.
Ready?
Are you ready? No, I'm not ready. Come back and talk to me. Cool. So if I say no, I know. A nice little drum beat music. It's very standard in gaming for that to happen. So let's equip our chest piece, right? Looks like we can't equip our chest piece, maybe? Okay. Let's go back to... Yeah. Alright, let's go ahead and fight him.
Use your mouse's left click to strike.
Very well, let's train you to hit. Use your left mouse click to strike the opponents that have just appeared. Okay, cool. Training dummies so they don't fight back. Now you can kind of play with the weird mechanic that is fighting. Because sometimes you, even if you hit them head on, they won't die. You kind of have to find their hitbox, which is elusive sometimes. You can block attacks with the mouse's right click or hit shift twice to roll away from the blow. Cool. Alright. So shift twice. I don't know what that was. I think while I was doing what it told me to do, it got me to the next place. Okay. So that maybe keep the whatever I just got a little bit further away so that I don't accidentally progress myself to the next level without... I don't even know what that was. Now I'm just curious. So again, the only things that pop out here are the people. So clearly you have to go to them.
You are ready for adventure. Soon you will be bringing the flow to many experiences.
Okay, what's the flow? I don't even know what this is. What is the flow? Flow is life. A game without players is dead. Interesting word choice. When you completed a lesson, you saw life appear. Players like you going from XP to XP, experience to experience, connect them together and create the flow of the multiverse. Okay. Kind of a weird choice for a game without players is dead, especially for the sandbox, which many people describe as being dead and not having players. But, okay, if I were them, I would change that wording. I don't really know where they're going for with the flow is life thing, because I don't think I've really heard the sandbox talk about this much before. So while that's happening, you can see how there's a little video that's played. It shows all the stuff that I've seen in conferences that Seb speaks at, which was, you know, Paris Hilton, Dr. Bonkis, and all sorts of stuff like that. Buenas noches, Miguel. Hope you're doing well. And then there's the download now button, which you probably don't need to do because you're playing the game, so it's already downloaded. But I'm nitpicking at this point. I'm very happy with what I'm seeing. All right, so the next one is deep. What's behind this portal? First time square, a hub where you will meet others like you and embark into your first adventures, quest, missions, discover new universes, places where our friends here live. If they would help, if they would accept it, I would help them with this because there's some kind of weird word choices for the English language here. I think it could do with a little bit cleaner language, but like I said, nitpicking. All right, next. Wait, you have received many gifts. Now you need to claim them so they will be permanently present in your wallet and in your inventory whenever you go to the sandbox. This process is done from your account page, not inside the experience. Cool. Good that they made that red so that it kind of enunciates the point. And... yeah, I think the only thing that would do better here is if they showed as part of this right here, that it would kind of show right here a picture of them, someone going to their account page and then claims. That way it would just make it so much simpler for people to see. All right, then it says, oh, in all red, so not really, it's not really enunciating anything at this point. Log into your account on the website. And click on your nickname at the top right, and then on the claims link,
and the drop-down menu.
This is where all event rewards or items you were eligible for are sent. Send much paid, click on name, click on claim. I think this was meant to summarize that. Where's the narrator, by the way? The narrator should be summarizing that. And sandbox page is spelled wrong, so this needs to clean up. Sandbox with a D. And there should definitely be some videos playing here of that happening. That would make this just... voila. Portal Master. All right, next. There you can select the items and add them to your wallet. That's what we call claiming. Got it. Can I go now? Okay. So I hit E. Yes, approach the portal and interact with it. Your training is over, the narrator says. Okay, talk with you again. I told you everything. Take the portal to the hub now. Tell me again about the claim thing. Let's trick that. Okay, so it's just a repeat. What I really think they should do here is right here, put a teleporter back to the other sections that we already went through. So the first one would be Snoop Dogg, WSAD. This one would be the equipping stuff. This one would be the climbing or jumping, climbing, and then jumping or climbing here, and then the fighter right here. That way, because at the very end of all this, I may have forgotten or I may want to see some of that again, and there should be no reason why I shouldn't be able to do that. So just make it easy and teleport. And then once you teleport there, then that gives you the ability to teleport back. Or if you don't want to do that, just put the billboards here. You know, like that. See that billboard? I can't get my mouse, but right underneath my logo, React to New Tutorial text, that little screen that showed you what to do, you should put all five or six of them right here. That way people can do this all over again. And they don't have to go back. They can just sit right here and do it. It would make this tutorial perfect. Absolutely perfect. So talk to this dude person again and say, I will. And now let's see where it goes. What did it say? Travel to the first step lobby. Okay. So let's travel and see what happens. All right, so it's the lobby first time square. This is -811. Oh. Okay. Holy smokes. We're not even done. Wow. Crazy stuff. Oh, I've seen this before. So if you watch any of the conferences, then you've seen this. So sandbox with a little, like this is the one that pops here because it's not monotone like the rest. And you can start to see where you need to go and do stuff. And there's Rabbids. So let's talk to Snoop. Welcome to the First Time Square. I love the name, by the way. Great name. First Time Square. Okay, this is where you start your adventures in the sandbox. And I've got a killer treat for your first mission. Okay, what is it? Behind me, you'll see a portal leading to Rabbids experience, but this experience needs first brave players to bring life to it and restore its flow. Do it and you'll get sand as a reward. Okay? To unlock it, you need two special NFT artifacts, parts of the Lightbringer's gear set. One is the Smurfs experience, or XP, through the portal on the left, and the other is Little Prince, XP on the right. After you clean all the press and experience, you'll receive one of the two required NFTs. You have to claim the NFTs first. Dig. Find some blue local to refresh your memory about that if you need, and maybe you'll want to complete the equipment set before you depart. It does look spectacular. All right, little UFO thing. So there's the sand. So the Little Prince was the one with the airplane. Hello there. If you enter this portal to earn an NFT. Yeah, that's the one you have to, like, fly it. That was a little bit difficult to work through. I'd kill for some green grass. Okay. Wow, I love the Rabbids. Absolutely love Rabbids. Very cool. The Smurfs? Yeah, I like Smurfs. Well made. This is fun. Go check out what we got going on over here. Talk to you. You have any questions regarding your mission? Yep, just refresh my memory. To Rabbids, all the questions. Gordon of Sand. Okay. And not only receive them, but claim them. The artifact must be present in your wallet to enter the Ravaged Spirits. Oh, okay, so it's going to use the NFT sensor, which was one of the, which is one of the new mechanics in the newest game version. So once you do that, it does part one of two for a refresh your memory quest. Talk to the other one. You wish to be instructed on the claim process. I mean, I've already been instructed on the claim process, so I guess this is going to be, this is probably going to be a repeat, right? Yep. Yep, exact repeat. And sand. Oh, they did fix sandbox. So here it's spelled right. And then you can select items and click claiming. Yeah. Yeah. So it's all the same thing. You can claim several all at once if you want. Find the two Lightbringers artifacts first, along with the new purchase, then claim all and come back here. I don't know what that means. You definitely can't claim all in your accounts page. There's no claim all button that I'm aware of. And then go earn some sand. Okay, thanks for the tip. All right, so that completes the first quest, and now let's go to Smurfs first. Something tells me it's going to be the normal big thing. Okay, so does this actually portal you to the experience? Yes, it will. It's going to portal you to the first experience, but it looks like a reskin, the first steps, so Smurfs and Gargamel's shadow. So it's going to be a reskinning. And Sandbox has been doing this for quite some time, so it's no big deal. But you got to go through all the Smurf stuff, but I'm gonna stop it there, because it's clear that a lot of thought and effort was put into this, and I think very, very well done. So what do I do to go back? Can I go back? Uh-oh. So if I was over here, I'd have to know to click the M button, which they haven't shown you yet, right? The tutorial didn't show the M button, and then flip here to go back to first steps. But that's the little prince, so that's not even it yet. I can't click to go back. It's not good. Okay, so that's something that probably needs to be fixed as well. How do I go back? I'm kind of stuck here in the, and whatever one I went through. So if I'm a new player and I have no idea how to get back, I'm stuck. Especially if I have to, you know, go away or whatever. Now it's not clear, because when I rejoin, it's just going to push me back to the tutorial. Won't it? I don't know. Let's try it out. So let's say I have to get off right now. I'm a new player. I've got to go take care of something. And I'll be back. So let's exit experience. See where that takes us first. Okay. So as a new player, I have no idea what any of this is. I have not seen anything that looks familiar to me. So maybe I'll just go back to hub. Okay, cool. So it shoots you back into the tutorial first time square. That's cool. That's good. That makes sense. So now it's going to push me back. But again, oh no, it pushed me back to the tutorial. Oh gosh. Okay, so there's logistical issues when it comes to you going to the right place. For sure. Logistical issues. The only thing that's open here is the little prince. So if I press back to hub, it's going to push me back to the tutorial, which I just did. And if I'm a newfound player, I'm already frustrated. I didn't even know to hit the M key to begin with. And then when I got to the M key, Now what? I hit back to hub. I'm back at this thing again. I don't want the tutorial all over again. So as a new player, I'm going to click on this. Looks kind of familiar. Let's travel to it. You're about to travel to another experience. Your progress will not be saved. I don't know what that means. Saved how? Didn't I already do the tutorial? So I guess we'll find out. All right, so it is going to push me to the little prince. Okay, so that's a logistical problem that needs to be fixed. That fixed means that, so first steps, you should be able to click in here. And as part of the tutorial, first steps, you need to show them the map key. Because clearly, by the time you hit the first time square, the M key is important for you to be able to navigate back. I don't know why they won't let us go back to the first time square. I assume the Stargate will allow you to go back once you've completed the quests, but I don't really want to do that right now. It's part of the tutorial. It's already clear that there's logistical issues that need to be fixed. So, all in all, great first attempt. I think they did a really good job putting this together. Although you can, as soon as you kind of look a little deeper into it, you can start to see some of the peculiarities and the issues start to emerge, where a new player at this point can probably muddle their way through it, but it's not nearly as streamlined and as efficient as it was when you went through the tutorial, the WSAD tutorial. So if they went back and just kind of iterated on this to make it a little better, you'll have the best tutorial of all time, or close to it. At least you'll have an extremely inviting, visually appealing, like, these colors are great. They contrast so well that it makes it obvious what it is exactly you're supposed to do. Like, I know I'm supposed to go the aviator, and I don't really know exactly what these serpents are for here. This is Earth. This is Air Africa. Okay. Whomever I touch, I send back to Earth from whence they came. Okay. Okay. Oh yeah, I remember this snake being here last time, but looks like it's a sandbox color now. And so this portal is not active. I assume it will be if I were to complete all this stuff. So get the two NFTs and then complete the tutorial and get the sand. So pretty good experience, first of all. I can see where this is going to become an extremely valuable tool once they iterate on the end of this to make these logistics a little bit cleaner. But all in all, cool. Well done. Sandbox, and let's go ahead and get to finish this off. So we went through the next episodes already in Sandbox Spaces. Like I said, tomorrow I have two podcasts because today's podcast with Joseph had to be adjusted due to real life. So Joseph and I will be doing our podcast tomorrow afternoon, so 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then later on that night will be the SIP interview with Crypto Diplo. That's the NFT crafting and drops. And then on the 11th, not the 9th, so that's definitely not it, need that to get fixed. I thought I already fixed that. So on the 11th, it will... Yeah. Okay. We'll be doing lessons from other DAOs, and that'll be our interview with Davivi, otherwise known as David, and his experience. I'm looking forward to him because he has an academic degree, I believe a master's in sociology. Give that or a PhD, sociology with a focus on metaverse. So that'll be super fascinating to talk to him and understand his perspective when it comes to DAOs and the lessons that he would like other DAOs to learn from CityDAO. And then in the future, I'm bringing in some ApeCoin DAO folks to talk lessons from their DAO and speaking more with other advisory board members and many different things as possible, developers, studios, people. Touche announced their semi-retirement, but I was able to speak with Touche and get a good positive commitment to a future podcast episode in the near future. So kind of get some lessons learned from Touche, who's been a mainstay in the community for quite a long time. That's good. I think that'll cap off this podcast episode. Well done, Sandbox team, on the tutorial. We just need to shore up some of those things on the tail end when it comes to the two NFT quests, the Little Prince and the Smurfs, how it kind of locks a player, it traps them, especially when you haven't taught them the M key yet, the map is. And then even if you do click the map key, you can't get back to the first time square. So there's a bit of stuff going on there. I think the portal should definitely be open as soon as you go through it. That way I can quickly go back to it if I get lost or if I want to explore more. But other than that, well done. Mark, Miguel, thank you so much for and Sebga, thank you all for participating in the chat. And Miguel asks, do you think that through a SIP it can be changed? It can change the view that TSB has toward miners using the Sandbox platform. I don't know if that includes the use of GameMaker and VoxEdit. I think so. Right now, I think it's pretty clear they have miners or kids in mind when it comes to the Sandbox audience, and they've gone to lengths to protect them. So there's the chat, and then there's no proximity, and there's also in-game moderators that show up, and especially now the Ambassador SIP has passed, they're going to be expanding their in-game leaders quite a bit. So I have no idea. I have no doubt that they're going to be increasing their marketing and their facilitating of kids into the sandbox. What that means for us, I don't know, because a lot of us are adults. But I'm sure there's some sort of middle ground, some sort of plan that they're gonna have on that. Good question, Miguel. So tomorrow, take a look. Keep an eye out for updated tweet for 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then later on that night at 10 p.m. Eastern, I'll have my podcast with Crypto Diplo. And 4 p.m. Eastern is the podcast with Joseph. That one will be about DAO and house money rules. Some things that popped off and became kind of like a flashpoint in the ambassador program, where what should the DAO money really be used for? Who should benefit from it? And should there be a situation in which we are okay with the DAO money going to the sandbox and them having no accountability or answering to the sandbox DAO? So, yep. Hope everyone is doing well. And I agree, Miguel, there must be a way to protect the kids and the minors from unacceptable conduct and behavior. So, buenas noches, and see you all later.